现在我们听到的是 Jill Friend 推荐和点播的 Try Everything 尝试一切。各位好，我是 Linda， 这里是可可听歌学英语。 Birds don't just fly, they fall down and get up. 鸟儿不会总翱翔，也会起落受伤。 Nobody learns without getting it wrong. 人生也会需要在错误当中成长。 I won't give up, no, I won't give in. 所以我不会放弃，也绝不会投降。如果大家用心去听，去感受歌词所传达的意义，真的能够从 Shakira 的声音里面获得一股力量。 Try everything， 来这世间走一遭，我们真的要尝试万物，要把生命活得圆满，活得极致啊！好，听歌吧。 Try everything， 尝试一切，送给大家。
I messed up tonight. I lost another fight. I still messed up, but I'll just start again. I keep falling down. I keep on hitting the ground. But I always get up now to see what's next. Birds don't just fly. They fall down and get up. Nobody learns without
音乐中欢迎回来，以上是 GU Friend 推荐点播的 Try Everything， 希望大家会喜欢。好了，接下来我们看几句歌词，就是我刚刚提到的那几句呀。 Birds don't just fly, they fall down and get up. Nobody learns without getting it wrong. I won't give up, no, I won't give in. 来看一下啊，第一句里面的有一个词组叫 fall down， 字面意思就是什么跌倒，它也可以比喻失败，比如说房子看起来好像就要倒塌似的。The house looked as if it was about to fall down. 那这个 fall down 也等于歌词里面出现另外一段叫 hit the ground， 砸到地上。这个 hit 就是碰到， hit the ground 就是碰到地面，其实就是什么，也等于摔倒、跌倒的意思。来听一个例句啊。 The boy fell off the tree and hit the ground heavily. 那男孩子从树上掉下来，重重的摔到了地上。 The boy fell off the tree and hit the ground heavily.这个 fall down 我们说它表示失败的意思，对吧？那它也可以等于歌词里面出现的这个 mess up， mess up 就是搞砸了，弄糟了或者失败了， mess up。 比如说政客们把这个事情搞砸的时候呢，买单的是老百姓。 When politicians mess things up, it is the people who pay the price. When politicians mess things up, it is the people who pay the price. 注意一下这个 it is the people, 正是人民，后面跟了一个定语从句啊， who pay the price, 买单的是人民。我们接下来看刚刚歌词里面第二句歌词，它有一个 without 这个单词，对吧？ without 我们看它可以表示没有啊，那它可以怎么用呢？它可以后面加 doing something。 without doing something 表示没有做什么事情，不做什么事情。比如说他没有说再见就离开了，他不辞而别了， he left without saying goodbye。 聚会呢已经操办妥当，他却是一无所知。The party was organized without her knowing anything about it. Without 后面可以加 doing something, 它也可以加宾格 without her knowing anything about it. You can't make an omelet without breaking eggs. 你不可能不打破鸡蛋就做煎蛋饼、煎蛋卷。You can't make an omelet without breaking eggs. 这句话它可以比喻什么呢？有失才有得，有失才有得。那注意一下这个煎蛋卷叫 omelet, omelet.O 加上一个 me 加上一个 L-E-T-T-E O me L-E-T-T-E、啊、Omelette Omelette 有失才有得。 You can't make an omelette without breaking eggs。 我不是想要批评谁啊，只是认为你本可以做得更好一些的。 Without wanting to criticize, I think you could have done better。 注意一下 could have done, could 情态动词加上这个完成时态，它是表示对已经发生的事情进行假设，这个叫虚拟语气。 I think you could have done better， 我只是觉得你们可以做得更好的。接着我们来看一下刚才第三句歌词里面出现的短语 give up, give in。 注意一下啦， give up 表示放弃投降啊，比如说哦放弃了，你告诉我答案吧， I give up, tell me the answer。 她不会这么轻易的放弃得来不易的自由的。 She was not going to give up her hard-won freedomSo easily， 注意一下这里出现了一个来之不易的 hard won， 很难才赢得的 freedom。 So easily， 她不会这么轻易的放弃来之不易的自由。 She was not going to give up her hard won freedom so easily。 好，接下来我们看 give in。 give in 什么意思呢？表示屈从让步。比如说我不断的缠着我的父母，直到他们最终让步给我报了这个溜冰班。I pressed my parents until they finally gave in and registered me for skating classes. 注意一下这里有几个点哦，我不断的就是去给我的父母压力，他用的是 pressed my parents. I pressed my parents until they finally gave in and 给某人报什么班，叫 register somebody for something. Registered me for skating classes. 不断的缠着我的父母，直到他们最终让步给我报了溜冰班。我认为我们应该大大方方的认输，注意一下这个大大方方的，想一下他会用哪个单词。 I think we should just give in gracefully. Gracefully 优雅的，大大方方的。 I think we should just give in gracefully. 我觉得我们应该大大方方的认输。那注意一下 like give in 呢，它是因为屈从于某种势力或者压力被迫放弃，侧重于指的是这个屈服。Give up 呢指的是遇到困难或挫折而主动放弃。那我考你一下，我放弃了教师工作，这里用 give in 还是 give up？ I gave up teaching。 咱们用 give up， 用的是过去时态。 I gave up teaching， 我放弃了教师的工作。好了，今天的家庭作业请背诵下面这一句话，有失才有得。 You can't make an omelette without breaking eggs。 现在重复我的话，You can't make an omelette without breaking eggs. You can't make an omelette without breaking eggs. 你不可以，不能够，不打破鸡蛋就做成这个煎蛋卷，就是有失才有的。好了，今天的节目内容就这么多了，感谢大家的收听和陪伴，我是 Lina， 爱你们，咱们下期见。
feel.